What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: do the fucking work. All right, so where I'm at today, I'm in Bali still. I'm still on holidays. I still am in chill mode. I shoot these podcasts because they relax me. I actually feel really good after shooting podcasts. Like, it's like a brain dump for me. And I feel like I've checked in with you guys and helped you guys move forward too, so I can sort of be at peace with myself after it. But today's been a good day so far. I got up, did some, got some coffee, did a boxing session. I had to box today because I've still got these blisters on my feet from getting burnt on the sand the other day. So I had to wear the shoes and do some just straight up boxing stuff, which was really cool. Something different. I've never really done that much boxing, but it was fun to just throw hands and get after it. From there, I went and got some food, got some juice, had my greens juice, had some food, got some burritos for lunch. It was a good day. So I'm currently just finished up a coffee, and now I'm shooting this, and then I plan on just watching a movie and chilling out for the afternoon, probably get a massage, and then have some dinner. So it's fucking a hard life, I can tell you. All right, anyway, what the point of today's podcast is, I'm going to give you a little bit of a context for it so you can understand where it's coming from. And pretty much, like, for all of my life, I've been in hustle mode. Okay, so there's different levels in life where people are at. And there's people who like to procrastinate. There's people who like to overthink and overstudy and overanalyze. And there's people who basically just get scared of change, or people that just don't give a fuck, right? People just don't care. And then, I mean, if that's you, good luck to you. I'm sure it's not you, because you're listening to this podcast and you wouldn't be otherwise. Now, what I'm going to say might offend some of you guys. It might offend you. Probably not, though, because, again, you've heard me say fuck 1,000 times on this podcast and probably in the gym and wherever else you've seen me. And that's just how I am. But if you are offended by getting told, you know, if you're offended by the word fuck, probably turn this off. If you're offended by getting told that you need to do some work to actually get the result you want, probably turn this off. Probably stop listening and probably stay away. And it's a game that it's a sensitive topic for some people, but to me, it's like, it's reality, okay? Like, we need to be able to be told that we're not working hard enough, or that we're not doing the right things, and that we need to start shifting in a different direction. And if we can listen to that voice inside of us or from other people, that's how we truly grow. All right, so ever since I was like 14, actually, we go back even longer. When I was like 10, I started working in a $2 shop, my uncle's $2 plus shop, it's called, in Warrnambool, up in Liebig Street. If you've been to Warrnambool, it's like the main strip. There's this $2 shop, it's closed down now, but they had this $2 shop, it was next to Sanity. And what I used to do is I used to go there on school holidays, and I'd have a week or 2 weeks where I'd go and work for them. And I'd work, like, you know, it might be 5 days or 6 days a week, and I'd make money out of that. And I was able to go and buy like a t-shirt. And my favorite t-shirt that I bought, my first one, this is like the first, like, I think it was $45. It was the first like high-end product I bought. It was super expensive for a 10-year-old, but it was a Blind t-shirt. Blind was a skate brand, and Ronnie Craig used to skate for him. If you remember Ronnie Craig, if you're a skate guy, he was a Jet. But this t-shirt was like this baby blue, and I just remember it so much. Like, I wore it until it had holes everywhere, until the logo was all smashed up. Like, I had it forever, and it was the best. And I used to go down there, I'd work all day, get paid more, like, whatever it was, $5 an hour, stocking up shelves and trying my best as a kid to do what I needed to do, so I could buy this t-shirt. And that sort of continued on for the rest of my life. Like, when I first started working and in the actual workforce, when I was 14, 9 months, I ended up with two jobs within like the first 6 months of having a job. Like, by the time I was 15, I had two jobs. I was working at Mitre 10 in Bacchus Marsh, and I was working at IGA in Bacchus Marsh. I got a job there being like a trolley boy face up guy as well. And I just continued that on all through school. Like, I had these jobs all through school, and I started lifeguarding and doing the Mitre 10 again through school. And I just sort of kept chipping away through this, and I always sort of had two jobs. And when I was doing my personal training course, I had the lifeguarding gig, and I was working full time in the brick factory. And then from there, like, I was started in the gym and started doing my personal training stuff, but only had 3 hours, so I ended up managing the pool full time as well. So I had this, like, I was managing Bacchus Marsh Emberland, and it was at a time when they didn't give a fuck about it. So I had to do extra work. I was doing like 40, 50 hour, 60 hour weeks, and like, just working really, really hard, because we had to keep the pool doses manually at point, like on point, which is really, really hard to do. The reason for that, the council and the YMCA didn't want to fix the pumps because the contract for the YMCA tender was up the following year and no one wanted to spend money on the pool. So they just left both of them being a fucking shitstorm for an 18-year-old kid to like try and work out how to do it, which is not the best idea, I can tell you that. Because like I was doing my best, but I'd never managed, you know, 20 staff and I'd never managed a pool. Like I understood how to do it, but it was really, really fucking hard. I just, the amount of work that they placed on this guy, this young kid, was fucking incredible. And it taught me a lot though, so I was grateful for it. But yeah, like you just wouldn't do that to somebody. Oh, I wouldn't do that to somebody now as a boss anyway. But what we've gone in through, so moving from there, I end up getting into the personal training game and spent a fair few years like just hustling that off, like going to the point of complete burnout in 2010 when I went overseas and just fucking destroyed myself in Europe for about 4 months and put on heaps of weight, like put on 11 kilos while I was over there and came back like out of shape, completely fucking alcoholed up and I was just a different man, like I was absolute mess. But it's funny, like once I realized I was doing this, I'm like, oh shit, I burn out. And then I went back into work and started doing it again. And then at the point where my brother passed away, that put me into an even worse state because I was depressed and overworking because I was trying to fucking sedate and forget about the whole concept of losing my brother. Like it was this complete and utter shitstorm. And it's gone on pretty much on and on and on up until that point, right? There was a point, I remember, it was 2012, when my brother passed away in 2011, end of 2011, and it's probably towards the end of 2012, I had this realization. It was this idea of like, I don't need to keep doing this to myself, right? He wouldn't want me to be like this. He wouldn't want me to be in this mindset. He wouldn't want me to be like working like this, just going absolutely crazy with no like end game in sight. It was this mindset of, for me at the time, was like, do as much as I can, be around as many clients as possible so I didn't have to deal with my actual reality, right? That's where I was at. And I'm sure a lot of you have been in the same spot with different things, and you might be do it through video games, you might do it through drinking, you might do it through whatever, like, but the whole idea of, you know, doing something and trying to use that as your sedation method, it's a dangerous game, right? There was a point in 2012 where I realized that he wouldn't want me to be like that, and two, he couldn't live, so I need to live for two people. I need to start upping my game and shifting. Okay, this is when I started to really push in Royal Fitness and make the gym what it is today, and that was the starting point. That was the shift in my life. Now, from that point, I have studied and learnt and grown and been into different programs and courses and books and masterminds and all these things, events like seminars. I've done that much since probably 2012, 2013. I started this massive shift forwards, and it's been life-changing for me, absolutely life-changing for me. And what I keep seeing is like the more of it that I was studying and implementing, at the start I was implementing heaps, right? Because I was so raw to it. So anything new, I could like put it into play and I got a result out of it, and it was progressing forward. And this is in my body, right? This was in my mindset, this was in my relationships, this was in my production and like business, right? This is how it was. I was growing because I knew the simple step strategies to grow. Okay. And it was really, really fascinating to me where I got to a point, and it's probably, I don't know when it was, but I reckon it might have been about a year ago or so, year and a half ago, where I started to shift, and I'm only noticing this today, but I started to shift from point of consume implement to consume and then be sort of confused about the next step. I started to shift into this mindset. And just today I was watching a video from a company called Wake Up Warrior. They're promoting their Warrior Con number 3. I was at Warrior Con 1. I've been in and out of warrior based programs for probably 3 years, I'd say, maybe 4 years. I got introduced to it, but 3 to 4 years I've been following this company, and this Garrett J. White, his name is, I've been following their stuff, and I really, really like it. It's absolutely changed my life. But it's sort of one of those things, like I understand a lot of stuff. I've got a lot of information in my head, a lot of content in my head, and the last thing I need is more content in my head right now. I need to start shifting into this like production and putting the creative side out into the world, into the marketplace, which is to you guys, to future potential clients, to the people in the gym who are current clients. And I need to start making this game about creating instead of, I suppose, consuming. Right now, I was like, even looking at flights and everything, like I was looking at the tickets, I nearly applied to get a ticket, started looking up flights, started thinking about like, all right, cool, this is how much it's going to cost. And I was sitting there, I started journaling on it. I'm like, do I actually need to go to this thing? Or is it just something I'm trying to like consume so I can get away with not doing more work, right? And it was this idea behind it that it started to shift the way I'm going to be moving forward now. Okay, now, when I realized that the consumption of information is completely useless if I'm not already implementing what I know, that just changed the way I'm thinking. Okay, now I want you to think about it in your life. Where is it that you're searching for new answers to questions that you've already answered? Right? Think about it. Where is it in your life, across your body, weaponizing your body, bulletproofing your mind, connecting with those that matter, producing in your bank accounts, in your business, in your careers? Where is it that you're looking for answers that you already know the answer to? Okay, now part two to this, the second question that I'll follow that up with is, what do you need to create and produce in the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to start shifting towards that bigger future that you're after? Okay, because I can guarantee, like, you've got a lot of knowledge, you've got a lot of support already. All right, there's people, say, if you're from Royal Fitness, if you're in the gym, one of my challenges to you guys is to double down, commit. Commit to your diet. Commit to your lifestyle habits. Commit to your sleep. Commit to actually like showing up 4 days a week and working fucking hard. All right? Put in a little bit of extra work. If it's a little bit of extra cardio need, start skipping before class or after class. Start sprinting on off nights. You know, do the shit that you know you need to do and that you can do. Get to the conditioning sessions if you need to do more conditioning. Get to the extra strength sessions. Do extra strength sessions yourself if you need extra work. Okay, now, I know that's, it seems like it's going to be hard and it's more work and you need to start changing the way you're acting to get that result, but it's critical, okay? It is absolutely critical. So I'll leave you with that, guys. Have a think about it. Get a pen and paper and actually write this shit down, because if you write it down with your hand, there's something about writing with your hand on a piece of paper that changes the way it's framed in your mind and it becomes a reality. Write down, where is it that you're actually just procrastinating and you've already got the answers to the questions that you know, that you're asking for more answers in. Now, part two, again, go in and start to work out what the next step is. What do you need to create in the next 3 months to start shifting away from like just having a heap of knowledge sitting there doing nothing to actually producing with it, to actually utilizing that. And then you can start to look down the future track of like looking for more, right? You can start to look for more answers to these new questions that pop up along the way. Anyway, guys, I hope that helps out. Write that down. Do the work on it. Do the fucking work. That is what today's podcast is about. Now, from here, guys, if you can share this up with somebody who needs to hear it, that would be absolutely fantastic, because it will help this podcast spread. So far, I haven't really shared too much on the social media, so whoever's listening to this is from like an underground group who have seen it once or twice on social media, or have heard about it through the gym or something like that, and I appreciate you. But it would be fantastic to start spreading this word out a lot more and make the word spread wider. So if you can share it up on your socials or share it to a friend, just send them the link, do that, and it'll help this podcast keep moving forward. So I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. You have a great day. Bye.